Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says 339,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate rose, but is coming off a record low in April.
The last time our nation had such a long stretch of low unemployment was in the 1960s.
A day after the Senate passed a bill to raise the nation's debt limit, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the economy is on the right track.
The president's leadership to avert default means we will continue to deliver good jobs for the American people and communities throughout the country.
Wall Street is in line for big gains at the close. Seven people were rescued from a partially collapsed building in New Haven, Connecticut, near Yale University. The building is under construction. A task force in Iowa has completed a search for survivors at the site of a partially collapsed Davenport apartment building. Three people are missing and fear dead. Task Force Chief Rick Halloran says the search wrapped up at sunset.
That has allowed us to move to the next phase of our mission. Shoring, securing the building for control and recovery.
There are fears the building in Iowa could collapse on its own. Police officers separated groups of protesters and counter-protesters outside a Los Angeles elementary school that has become a flashpoint for Pride Month events across California. Customers of Chase's online banking services have been seeing double transaction fees and/or payments in their accounts, with the situation not immediately being resolved at last check. A federal lawsuit filed today challenges an Arkansas law that would subject librarians and booksellers to criminal charges if they provide harmful material to minors. Tropical Storm Arlene, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, has formed in the Gulf of Mexico on a track taking the cyclone south toward the western tip of Cuba. The governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, has signed a bill banning firearms that are assembled at home or 3D printed without serial numbers, so-called ghost guns. This is AP News.
Hey folks, Mike Whalen, owner of the Thunder Bay Grill. I want you to try one of my favorites from our menu next time you stop in. I love the Atlantic Salmon Fresca with roasted vegetables, feta cheese, and citrus butter. It's unforgettable. Another favorite is the walleye, blackened or pan fried. Personally, I like it blackened. But I can't forget about Thunder Bay's jumbo crab stuffed shrimp, Maryland lump crab meat, and roasted bacon. Either way, you can't go wrong with any of our seafood selections. See you soon. Thunder Bay Grill, I-80 and Brady Street, Davenport.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there can be no ceasefire in Ukraine unless it's part of a just and lasting peace deal.
Blinken's comments came in a speech during his visit to Finland, in which he said a ceasefire would simply freeze current lines in place and therefore
enables Putin to consolidate control over the territory he seized and then rest, rearm and reattack. That is not a just and lasting peace. It's a Potemkin peace. It would legitimize Russia's land grab. It would reward the aggressor and punish the victim.
Blinken also said that Russia must pay a share of Ukraine's reconstruction and be held accountable for launching its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022. I'm Karen Chemas.
A long stretch, 25 miles of New Jersey's Garden State Parkway reopened as firefighters worked to contain a 5,000-acre forest fire, spewing thick plumes of smoke. The fire is about 50% contained. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Customers are being warned about using payment apps. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says people who use payment apps such as Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money in those places for the long term because those funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000, but money stored in cash apps is not being held in a traditional bank account, so those funds may not be protected. Apple recently announced a savings account tied to its Apple Card that's operated by Goldman Sachs, and the Financial Technology Association, which represents PayPal and Cash App's owner Block, says its products are safe. I'm Donna Warder.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, an island nation in the Caribbean allows the religious use of marijuana. A young Rastafari member beats a drum at a tabernacle service on the tiny Caribbean island of Antigua. The Rastafari faith is rooted in 1930s Jamaica, growing as a response by black people to white colonial oppression. The beliefs are a melding of Old Testament teachings and a desire to return to Africa. For Rastafari, the use of marijuana brings them closer to the divine. They say it aids them in meditation and reaching a deeper consciousness. For decades, members of this Rastafari community and others have been persecuted and imprisoned for their ritualistic marijuana use.
We suffered a lot as children coming up.
Ross Kiyote Erasto is a priest who was raised in a Rastafari home.
Parents who got caught with weed would be suffer jail time. They would get locked up in the jail. This would help to destabilize the family. If a father gets locked up, the family is going to suffer.
The islands of Antigua and Barbuda recently became one of the first Caribbean nations to grant Rastafari official sacramental authorization to grow the herb.
We believe that we have to provide a space for everyone at the table.
Prime Minister Gaston Brown says they're trying to move beyond past persecutions.
We have come a long way from, you know, discrimination and the castigation, the violence against Rastafari, to one in which they are fully embraced.
Earlier this year, Brown met with Rastafari groups and granted them legal licenses from the country's Medical Cannabis Authority to grow the plant for religious purposes. The small nation of about 100,000 people has gone further than regional efforts by larger countries, and they hope to set a global example. Rastafari in Antigua and Barbuda continue to push for broader relaxation and full legalization of the plant. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Dozens of transgender people in Florida are turning to online crowdfunding for help leaving the state after the passage of new legislation that targets the LGBTQ community. I'm Thalia Beatty. One bill signed by Governor Ron DeSantis on May 17th curtails access to gender-affirming care for adults and bans it for minors. The restriction on adults' access to care took many trans people by surprise, including Sage Chelf. She's a 30-year-old trans woman who lives in Orlando, though now she's planning to move to Illinois. That's after the clinic that prescribed her hormone therapy said it was ending all treatment for its trans patients.
At this point, how I feel, and I can imagine how a ton of other trans women feel, is we pretty much would rather die than be forced into a detransition. So that's why I set the GoFundMe.
The online giving site GoFundMe says people have given $200,000 since January to fundraisers started by trans people seeking to leave Florida. People have donated over $3,000 to Chelf's campaign in less than 2 weeks.
The support that I've seen so far towards my situation has really restored my faith in what good humanity has left to offer, honestly.
The mutual aid that people like Chelf have sought out helps make up for the overall lack of funding available to nonprofits that serve the LGBTQ community. The Williams Institute at the University of California, Los Angeles School of Law estimates that more than 94,000 transgender adults live in Florida. Many will stay despite the new laws. Organizations like the Campaign for Southern Equality advocate for the LGBTQ community in the South. Executive Director Jasmine Beach Ferreira says they are providing information about how to continue to access gender-affirming care, as well as small grants to trans adults in Florida and the families of trans people across the South.
We are under unprecedented attack, and we can do this. As a community coming together, we can get support and assistance and resources to folks that need it in the moment they need it so they can continue care that is often life-saving and certainly life-affirming.
I'm Thalia Beatty, The Associated Press.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by The Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Hey folks, Mike Whalen, owner of the Thunder Bay Grill. I want you to try one of my favorites from our menu next time you stop in. I love the Atlantic Salmon Fresca with roasted vegetables, feta cheese, and citrus butter. It's unforgettable. Another favorite is the walleye, blackened or pan fried. Personally, I like it blackened. But I can't forget about Thunder Bay's jumbo crab stuffed shrimp, Maryland lump crab meat, and roasted bacon. Either way, you can't go wrong with any of our seafood selections. See you soon. Thunder Bay Grill, I-80 and Brady Street, Davenport.